Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, May 13th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll begin in the NBA playoffs. A big night in the Big Apple for LeBron James. The Miami Heat beat the Brooklyn Nets 102-96 as James matches a career playoff high with 49 points, but said he wasn't counting.
I'm just happy I was able to make enough plays to help our team win. That's all that matters. Definitely wasn't at ease. May look that way, but you know, it's hard work and dedication to all of our guys, and we put in a great effort to get this game.
James was 16 of 24 from the floor. Nets coach Jason Kidd says he was unstoppable.
Oh, he was the only one. I mean, he was going, and a lot of his shots were in the paint, and we tried to keep him out of the paint. It's a little bit harder when you know, talk about it, because he's not going to settle. And, you know, tonight he didn't settle. He put pressure on our defense.
Joe Johnson at 18 for Brooklyn, but Miami now in control of the series 3-1. In the Western Conference semifinals, Portland beats San Antonio 103-92. Damian Lillard with 25. They will live to fight one more game.
I think it was just wanting more. It's tough to beat a team two times in a row. So to beat a team four times in a row, that takes a great team, and it takes great focus. And I think the Spurs are a championship level team, but tonight we didn't want to be that team that just gets swept.
They did not. Spurs still up 3-1. Head coach Greg Popovich says you got to give the Blazers credit.
They played with great passion and physicality, as was evidenced at halftime, even with, you know, 10 fast break points, 7 offensive rebounds. They got the 50-50 balls. And I think that continued, you know, to the same degree in the third quarter. You know, that's why they won.
Cleveland Cavaliers, for the second time, have fired Mike Brown. He led the Cavs to the NBA Finals, but then was dismissed, took over the Los Angeles Lakers, lasted only 5 games before he was sacked in L.A., and with Cleveland this past season went 33-49. To the NHL playoffs, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Boston Bruins 4-0. Tomas Vanek with a pair of goals, Carey Price with 25 saves, and winger Mike Weaver says the home ice really helped.
Fans were getting us energized. You know, the building was electric. It was a fun game. These are the games that you want to play them. And guys, you know, good players rise to the occasion.
They'll have to rise one more time for the Canadiens' victory, forces Game 7 back in Boston on Thursday night. Out west, the Anaheim Ducks became the first home team to win a game in the series, beating the Los Angeles Kings 4-3. John Gibson had to make 39 saves, but the Ducks were up 4-1 before Marian Gaborik scored twice in the third period. Gibson knew the Kings had a rally in him.
Yeah, I mean, I think they got some momentum with the late goal in the second period, and we knew they were going to have a push, and they did, and obviously they found a way to get one, but that's not pretty how you win, but a win's a win.
And the Ducks now up 3-2 in that series. To Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers welcome the Pittsburgh Pirates to Miller Park as they'll send Marco Estrada against Gerrit Cole. He was the pitcher involved in that brawl at PNC Park a couple of weeks ago in which Carlos Gomez was ejected, suspended 3 games. He appealed that suspension but could get word on that appeal today and might be sitting. Ryan Braun could come off the disabled list in time for the game, but Aramis Ramirez may head to the DL with a hamstring injury. Ricky Weeks, swinging a hot bat for the Brewers, went 3-for-5 in the Sunday victory over the Yankees, and manager Ron Renicki says they got to find a way to get Ricky more at-bats.
He's hot. I know we got a break in the last ball he hit, but he's really having good at-bats, and we need the offense, so when it makes sense to get him out there, we'll get him out there.
Brewers now have a 5.5 game lead in the National League Central Division thanks to the Chicago Cubs, who routed the St. Louis Cardinals 17-5. Junior Lake, a 3-run home run. He drove in 6. Mike Ault hitting a 2-run shot. Cubs manager Rick Renteria says that was a pretty good night at the plate.
I think we worked some at-bats. We got some pitches that we could handle. We were able to drive them. Situationally, we did some good things today. We did some things we need to clean up, but, you know, all in all, I thought it was a good game for us.
San Francisco Giants now have the best record in the National League, a half game better than the Brewers. They go to 25-14 with a 4-2 victory over the Atlanta Braves behind Tim Lincecum. Tyler Colvin helping out with a home run and 3 runs batted in.
To be a part of a winning ball club and you know, get the hits I did right there, you know, and help Timmy out. He pitched a great game. I feel pretty good about it.
The Washington Nationals hit two solo home runs in the top of the ninth to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-5, and the Dodgers get a three-run blast from Yasiel Puig to beat Miami 6-5. Marlins hit with bad news. Outstanding young pitcher Jose Fernandez may have his season come to an end. There's a report he could be needing Tommy John surgery. In the American League, Tigers beat the Orioles 4-1. Ian Kinsler, a two-run home run. Jose Bautista, a three-run shot, lifting Toronto over the Angels 7-3. Texas beat Houston 4-0. Colby Lewis pitching 5 2/3 of the team's major league leading ninth shutout of the season.
I was still able to kind of mix pitches and work the ball in and out. Slider was pretty sharp tonight, keeping guys off balance. But, yeah, it was overall a good night.
Oakland knocked off the White Sox 5-4. Seattle pounds out 14 hits to beat Tampa Bay 12-5. In interleague play, the Mets hit four home runs to beat the Yankees 9-7. David Wright says we can't get too excited over beating our crosstown rivals.
You have to just, you know, treat a win like it's a win and treat a loss like it's a loss, and you know, stay focused and fresh for the next day, because you know, they can grind on you and they can kind of drain you emotionally if you get too caught up in the drama of the Subway Series.
In minor league baseball, Quad Cities won their sixth in a row at the expense of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers on a foggy night at Fox City Stadium, 4-3. Rattlers are 16-20, and they'll host the River Bandits again on Tuesday night. College baseball, St. Norbert Green Knights, Midwest Conference champs, heading to the NCAA tournament for the fifth time in their school's history. They are 23-14 and will head to the Midwest Regional to take on the second-ranked team in the country, UW-Whitewater, at 36-7, part of an eight-team double elimination regional beginning on Wednesday. Green Bay Packers draft is complete. They have signed their undrafted free agents. And next on the agenda for head coach Mike McCarthy, rookie orientation camp. He'll get his first look at the kids this week.
Yeah, we're anxious. It's to get started this week and get the rookies in here, get them acclimated. We'll have a Thursday night meeting, which we've always had on rookie orientation. And that's a meeting and a presentation and the interaction that I'm really looking forward to.
They will have a couple of practices for the rookies this weekend. The organized team activities will come at the end of the month, and the Packers announced their public practices for the OTAs May 29, June 3rd, June 10. They'll work out at 11:30 a.m. on Reinitschke Field, and fans are invited to come take a look. Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam has told Johnny Manziel, the number one draft choice, to act like a backup. This isn't Hollywood. Browns have also cut Vince Young without ever even getting a look at him on the field. And Jurgen Klinsmann, head coach of the U.S. men's national team, has made his World Cup preliminary roster to 30 players, including 18-year-old Julian Green and 20-year-old DeAndre Yedlin. The old standbys, Landon Donovan, Clint Dempsey, Jozy Altidore, Tim Howard, also on the list. The final 23-man roster for the World Cup in Brazil has got to be submitted by June 2nd. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.